Why would you want to create on Web3? Well, for starters, it's a decentralized platform, so you own everything that's posted there. It's also a way for you to find your voice as a creator, because it's not centralized and you don't have to be yourself. You can be a persona, a handle, a username. You can then venture off and do whatever you think would be interesting for a post creation or publishing creation, if it's video, audio, or blog. Any concept, you're free to do it. And the thing is, you're not chained to Web3, you're not chained to a platform. Because you own that creation, you can then publish it or post it on other more centralized platforms if you find a positive response or you think it sounds okay or you find your voice. That is a good area to practice in, to learn in, and to grow from. Because on a domain, when you start on a Web2 domain, when you start posting stuff, you don't really get a lot of feedback unless you're cross-posting to platforms, but then you rely on the platforms and their algorithms to make your post visible. At least on Web3, there's already a community there, and there's other participants that can interact with you. That's where I found my power in Web3, my purpose in Web3, is to venture off and find my creations and see if they worked. Eventually, I found my voice, and it was exciting. So give it a chance, give Web3 a chance, but don't make it the all eggs in one basket type situation. Your creations are valid. They have a purpose, they have a point, and they should be shared.